This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Senior Israeli officials are reporting Israeli Prime Minister Yair Lapid, in his speech at the UN General Assembly on Thursday, will express his support for a two-state solution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Lapid will make clear that the establishment of a Palestinian state must have security arrangements for Israel. The current administration in the White House got inflation wrong, and it will be around for years as the Fed raised interest rates again for the fifth time this year. Brian Brenberg on Fox News is a professor of business and economics at King's College in Manhattan.
Biden doesn't get it. You saw it on the 60 Minutes interview. He doesn't even admit that we've had an inflation spike because it means they're going to keep having the inclination to spend, spend, spend. The Fed's got to fight against that. It makes their job harder. It prolongs the pain if the administration keeps doing that.
A Malaysian defense contractor nicknamed Fat Leonard, who orchestrated one of the largest bribery scandals in U.S. military history, has been arrested in Venezuela after fleeing San Diego, California before sentencing. Leonard Glenn Francis pled guilty in 2015 to offering prostitution services, luxury hotels, cigars, gourmet meals, and more than $500,000 in bribes to Navy officials and others to help his Singapore-based ship servicing company, Glenn Defense Marine Asia Limited. Inside the long list of health problems COVID lockdowns has had on the world is an increase in the number of girls experiencing abnormally early onset of puberty. Researchers from Gazi University and Ankara City Hospital in Turkey are reporting LED screens for relatively short or long periods each day, finding those that bathed in the blue-tinged light for longer bouts showed the signs of maturity sooner than the rest. We are USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right, the Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Another earthquake struck Mexico early Thursday morning. A preliminary magnitude of 6.8 was centered again in the western state of Michoacan near the Pacific coast, causing buildings to sway and leaving at least one person dead in Mexico City. President Biden approved a major disaster declaration for Puerto Rico and ordered federal aid to assist recovery efforts in the areas affected by the deadly Hurricane Fiona. As of 6 a.m. Eastern today, 1,033,000 homes remain without power on the island. President Trump and his family are the subject of a civil lawsuit brought on by the state of New York in the amount of $250 million. And New York Democrat Attorney General Letitia James wants the Trumps run out of the state of New York. Former Attorney General Bill Barr calls the civil suit a political hit job.
President Trump's former top cop says the lawsuit against Trump by New York's attorney general is a stunt. AG Lalita James claims Trump and his family falsified business records to obtain loans years ago, but former U.S. Attorney General Bill Barr isn't buying it.
It's a political hit job. And this is a woman who campaigned for office saying that, promising she's going to go after Trump.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Barr says the fact that James is going after Trump's kids shows an abuse of power. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
I knew it wouldn't be easy, and we do it because it's hard, and also because of, you know, what kind of America are we going to turn over to the next generation, to our grandkids and our great-grandkids? You know, are they going to look back and say, hey, thanks. Thanks, Papa. You really took care of us here. You preserved a democratic republic. You know, worked out well for you as you were growing up. Now, what have we got to deal with? You know, a socialistic America, really? Well, you know, this is what's ahead of us, ladies and gentlemen. And this is why the midterm election is so critical. It seems like every election these days is critical. I get that. Because it is. That's what it's come down to. It's amazing to me to think that you've got 40% of the country, roughly, that is willing to continue down this road of socialism, that's buying into the new Green Deal, that's buying into open borders, that's buying into energy dependence as opposed to independence, and a compromise of our national security. What is it that they don't understand, or what is it that maybe I'm misunderstanding that just seems to be so incongruous with the liberties and everything that we value in this great American idea? Well, it's 7 minutes after the top of the hour. Let's bring on the founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. She's also the editor-in-chief of the NevadaGlobe.com, the one and only Megan Barth. Megan, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. It's good to have you on here because there's, you know, there's no lack of things for us to talk about. You know, this past week it was just so rich watching, you know, the uber elites of Martha's Vineyard just, you know, so overwhelmed by 50 migrants, you know, coming to their city. And, of course, here you got all the talking points and the mainstream media claiming that they were kidnapped and everything. And you knew there was more to the story. And, of course, after all this alleged kidnapping rhetoric they threw out there, of course, DeSantis gives the last word and slaps in front of them the consent form that was signed by migrants that went on the trip to Martha's Vineyard. So it's kind of hard to say they're kidnapped when, you know, they've given a consent form to say, yes, we know where we're going. And, yeah, we'll go, you know, we'll go to Martha's Vineyard. You know, maybe Barack and Michelle will put us up in their, you know, in their palace there. What do you think?
Well, I thought that also the other great talking point that came out of that is something you and I have talked about quite at length. And that is that I have reported and contend that what we are witnessing at the border is not just an invasion at our southern border. It is the largest human and sex trafficking operation in the history of our country. And who is aiding and abetting that human trafficking operation, the human smuggling operation? It's the Democrats. It's Joe Biden.
Exactly.
If anyone should be charged with human trafficking, it should be the NGOs that assist these migrants and arrange for these migrants and basically are complicit in the invasion and the illegal activity in our at our border. And so if they want to accuse, if the Democrats want to accuse Ron DeSantis of human trafficking because he used a plane in order to get 50 migrants to Martha's Vineyard, how about all the planes that Joe Biden and the DHS, et cetera, have used to transport these migrants to unknown and various locations throughout our interior, specifically in red states, in order to what? Flip those states or at least hurt those states financially, because these migrants are going to cost all of us money. Over 2 million migrants have invaded our country, and they're not migrants, excuse me, they're illegal aliens. They are knowingly and willingly breaking our laws. They have no respect for our laws, and quite frankly, neither do the Democrats. So all of these migrants that have been trafficked by the Biden administration to various locales throughout the United States are going to impact our hospitals. They are going to impact our emergency rooms. They are going to impact our schools. They are going to impact our welfare services and go on down the line. And Venezuela, which Trump has been telling us, who empties their prisons and sends criminals illegally through our border. And no one seems to want to talk about that.
Exactly. Well, and let's understand what the Democrats are. I mean, the Democrats are like 10-degree black belts in executing the language. You know, everybody's a migrant because we have a different understanding of what a migrant is versus an illegal alien. And and there's no, you know, what is the migrant trigger here to define them as migrants? We just call them migrants. The Democrats call them migrants because if they're perceived as being migrants, then we have a duty, you know, to help them out. But now what we're ignoring is international law that says that if you are escaping your home country, then you go to the next neighboring country. And the logic behind that is it's all very calculated because your neighbor knows what's going on in that home country. They know if your claim is legitimate or not. They're a little bit closer to the information that goes with you, whether or not you are good and evil as an individual. And now let's take that away. Let's take that covering away and that protection and let them travel, you know, thousands of miles when we don't know who they are. And as it is, I'm surprised, frankly, Megan, that, you know, the latest report here is that we've caught what, you know, a dozen, maybe a couple of dozen terrorists. They're on the terror list. And I mean, they must be terrible terrorists because they get caught. You know, so they're not very good at it, but still, you know, we're reporting, according to the Border Patrol, that they've captured at least a couple dozen here in this last month. Now, we're not talking, I mean, you know, throughout the year, I think it's well over 100. And with all the gotaways, nearly, another million of gotaways that we can't seem to track. How many terrorists are in that number that we don't know about? But they're not terrorists. They're migrants. You see, so somehow migrants pulls at our heart and says, oh, you know, they're suffering. And I look at true migrants. I mean, you know, you see 7 million migrants leaving Ukraine and you see Poland and the neighboring countries there coming to their aid. That is obvious what a migrant is and what it's all about and what you're trying to do for these people that have been suddenly displaced from their home country. That is clearly obvious. What's happening at our southern border also is clearly obvious when you have 162 countries coming in and basically invading our country and violating our laws.
Right. And, you know, how many terrorists haven't we caught? There was a report published by Daily Mail this week, and I don't have it in front of me, but I read it and posted it on my socials. The DHS has admitted that they accidentally released 3 terrorists into our interior. Oopsie. So if the DHS can't even handle their job, who is actually watching the border? I'm sorry, isn't that supposed to be Kamala Harris? Isn't she the border czar?
Yeah,
from the border czar lately.
Well, of course not. But Joe Biden said the other day, "Come on, give me a break, man. You know, it's now Cuba and you know Venezuela. You know, give him a break. You know, it's like all of a sudden, because these now they've identified these three new countries where these immigrants are coming from. Like, you know, we can't talk about it. That somehow gives them a King's X, and we have to forgive their incompetency, even though they continue to put all of America at risk. Going to break. We've got more from Megan after this.
Cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it. You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
This is Don Schenk with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the good news of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Literacy is a vital foundation of opportunity and development all around the world. Yet only 75% of Indians know how to read and write. The Tide Ministry's adult literacy program in India not only gives people the opportunity to learn how to read and write, but also a chance to hear about the good news of Christ. In just the past 3 months, over 600 people have attended our adult literacy classes across the country. An added benefit of this outreach is that it shows villagers that they're important to us, and even more important to our Heavenly Father. We pray this outreach continues to grow and change lives, all for the betterment of God's kingdom. To learn how you can pray for and encourage people in India who are experiencing the love of Christ as they learn to read and write in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
From us, I'm Bill Martinez, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Megan Barth continues with us, founder proprietor of RegganBabe.com, editor-in-chief of the NevadaGlobe.com. As we were saying, look at, you know, we've got a country to save, and what kind of country are we going to turn over? This midterm election is so critical. It is. We cannot allow the Democrats and the socialists to continue to run this country into the ground. I mean, there's a clear delineation, Megan, I think it's inarguable You know, what we were experiencing under Donald Trump versus what we're experiencing and the pain. And here it is. It's only ramping up. I mean, here you've got, a 0.75 basis point increase in the rate that was announced yesterday. Also, we're getting announcement that Walmart and other major retailers are cutting back on their orders for Christmas, and they're hunkering down. This is a sign of caution, and people are starting to batten down the hatches. And in a capitalist society, battening down the hatches is not a positive sign, is it?
No, absolutely not. And I'm waiting for the misery index to reappear. You remember the misery index?
Oh, yeah.
I looked at an economic report specifically for Nevada, but it's a report published for each state throughout the United States. Our inflation rate here in Nevada is 15.6%, nearly twice the average. But Joe Biden just said, oh, it just went up an inch. Well, ours went up to 15.6%. I think that's one of the highest recorded averages in Nevada state's history. And things are just getting so astronomically expensive. My mom has driven the same car for 15 years. She absolutely loves it. There's hardly any miles on it. She went to go fill up the 15-gallon tank. She probably put 12 gallons, something like that, in it. And it was $72.
Right.
She said never in her life has she paid that much to fill up her 15-year-old car. And this is just all of these costs, these skyrocketing costs. Who are they hurting the worst? The elderly, who are unlimited incomes, the middle class, and the working class.
Why are we surprised? This is exactly what Obama Biden did before 8 years, and the middle class was yelling and screaming. So now you're going to tell me the middle class is so stupid that they would say, "Oh gosh, you know, we miss that pain. Let's bring on Joe Biden to be our president because we just, you know, we're all masochists, right? Is that what the 2020 election told us?"
Well, yeah, it must be. But this election, as you say, is so incredibly important to change the direction. Joe Biden keeps blaming inflation and everything else, but the fact that the federal government has spent $30 trillion, I believe it is, in 2 years since COVID. And this inflation, the spike in inflation, just an inch, comes after the Inflation Reduction Act. The bill that is now $740 billion the Democrats spent in this bill, that it was supposed to reduce inflation. And how is it going to, can anyone tell me how the Inflation Reduction Act, by spending $740 billion, reduces inflation? Of course it doesn't. So this
yes.
economic wreckage is by design. This is all by design. It is part of the fundamental transformation of America. They want to eliminate not only people from driving gas-powered vehicles. That's why the gas prices are so high. They want people to feel enough pain. So the people that are already being crushed by their commute and high gas prices are somehow going to scrape together $67,000 and buy an electric vehicle. How do these people think that are driving electric vehicles, where do they think their power comes from? Like fairy dust? No. It comes from coal.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, the net exchange here is ridiculous. It's absurd. Plus, on top of that, you talk about this Inflation Reduction Act, and any economist worth their weight tells you it does nothing to reduce. And then even if you went into that dream world, speaking of fairy dust, if you thought the Inflation Reduction Act that Joe Biden brought into being pretty much by executive fiat, but because of what he did and how he hammered his constituency. But, you know, look, this is what happens in politics. So that aside. So even if you bought into that fairy dust idea that it was going to reduce inflation, then he gives us the Tuition Reduction Act. You know, so whatever you thought you were going to say, now the tuition forgiveness program is, you know, they said what's going to be, you know, they started out at about, you know, $300 billion, and now they're revising this closer to almost $1 trillion after everything is all said and done, Megan. And of course, in government speak, that is now. And we've got years ahead to realize that that number is going to probably surpass even $1 trillion, because that's the way it works with the government. They always underestimate. They keep it low so they don't really freak everybody out until we're so far into it. And then we realize, oh yeah, these were the real numbers. And now we're back to Barack Obama as well with his laugh of, well, I guess those weren't actually shovel ready jobs after all, right?
Right. And I mean, there's really 230 economists have come out, and even Democrats like Larry Sumner's came out against the Inflation Reduction Act. And Democrats voted on it anyway, because really what it was is the Green New Deal. It was just rebranded. And again, we can thank Joe Manchin for that. We can thank the Democrats for that. Have you noticed that the Democrats are as thick as thieves? They don't split. Now that the progressives, which are communists, are controlling basically all aspects of government, the quote-unquote moderate Democrats just seem to go along. Well, how are you a moderate communist? This is who you're doing deals with. And if there's any Republican out there that is listening that's actually running for office, and I don't care if it's local office or state office or federal office, if you aren't designing your campaign around the winning campaign of Glenn Youngkin, then shame on you. You have absolutely no business running. He was the absolute masthead of how a campaign should be run. He beat Terry McAuliffe, who not only has extraordinary name ID in Virginia, he has extraordinary name ID federally. Terry McAuliffe brought in all the big guns of the Democrat Party in order to help him win, and he lost by 3 points. How did Glenn Youngkin win? Glenn Youngkin won by making education the primary pillar of his campaign. And he changed the hearts and minds of Democrats, moderate Democrats, independents. He got the parents involved in their kids' education. And he not only won his race and won it well, ran a good race, he exposed the underbelly of the education system. And once he did that, it was a ripple effect across the country. And so we have very tight races here in Nevada, I was telling you on the break. All of the races in our house, we have 3 House seats that are up for grabs. We only need 5 in D.C., We can control or flip the power of the Senate. If Adam Laxalt, a Republican, wins his race against Senator Catherine Cortez Masto. And unfortunately, I'm not seeing many Republicans in Nevada style their campaigns or center their campaigns around education. And that's really a shame, because that's actually to the polls.
Well, and that is a message that resonates. I mean, just like with Trump, you know, when Trump first brought up immigration and our border, they thought, well, what is he talking about and the whole deal? But he had his, you know, and you can thank Steve Bannon for this. Steve Bannon had he had a sense of what was going on, and Donald Trump picked up on it, and this is what helped to catapult him. You know, in marketing, we always say it's the message over money. If you've got the message, you don't need as much money. And, of course, that's what happened in the 2016 campaign between Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton spent twice as much money as Donald Trump did. But Donald Trump won on the message. And what your point is that you're making here is excellent. And Republican candidates need to hear exactly what you said, and they need to enact it in their campaign, Megan Barth. Thank you, as always, for being on the show. Appreciate it. Take care.
This report is sponsored by Bank of America. With class back in session, families are looking for ways to make the most of their school year spending. Bank of America Rewards Executive Chris Curtin shares tips for how parents can use rewards programs to get money back on everyday costs.
Now is a great time to take advantage of the benefits your financial institution offers to help make the year ahead as rewarding as possible. Whether receiving cash back on gas and groceries, earning rewards for school expenses, or even planning for home renovations as a first-time empty nester, your bank's rewards program can help make your dollars go farther. For example, the Bank of America Preferred Rewards Program provides members with a bonus of 25 to 75% on their credit card rewards. That means when you shop with your Bank of America customized cash rewards credit card, the usual 3% cash back on your choice of six categories, including online shopping, can actually translate up to 5.25% cash back.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/preferred rewards. Bank of America member FDIC.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Another earthquake struck Mexico early Thursday morning. A preliminary magnitude of 6.8 was centered again in the western state of Michoacan near the Pacific coast, causing buildings to sway and leaving at least one person dead in Mexico City. The current administration in the White House got inflation wrong, and it will be around for years as the Fed's raised interest rates again. Brian Brenberg on Fox News is a professor of business and economics at King's College in Manhattan.
Biden doesn't get it. You saw it on the 60 Minutes interview. He doesn't even admit that we've had an inflation spike.
President Trump and his family are the subject of a civil lawsuit brought on by the state of New York in the amount of $250 million. And New York Democrat Attorney General Letitia James wants the Trumps run out of the state of New York. Former Attorney General Bill Barr calls the civil suit a political hit job. USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
America, Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you want to check out BillMartinezShow.com. You know, it's kind of hard to imagine how quick this year has gone, and, you know, trick-or-treating, Halloween just around the corner, and trick-or-treating is only half the Halloween fun, by the way, and so here's your opportunity to sweeten the anticipation of the spookiest night of the year with the chocolate and treats crafting ideas to celebrate all month long. And Megan Murphy is with us. She's the lifestyle expert and author, sharing her favorite chocolatey crafting ideas. I'll tell you, just even talking about favorite chocolatey crafting ideas. Do you know what you're doing to my palate right now? I'm drooling.
I know, right? drooling and smiling. There's like nothing better than sweet treats, right?
Yeah, exactly. You just have to know where to drool and smile. Otherwise, they're going to lock you away if you do it too much or too long. So you.
Oh my goodness.
A little Halloween discipline here, just between us big kids, right?
I feel ya. Well, Halloween is my favorite day of the year, and so I was excited that when Ferrero basically challenged me to celebrate for 31 days to make sure every day of October was a reason to celebrate. And so I came up with some pretty cool ideas, some maybe spooktacular, beautiful things that you might want to try at home.
Yeah.
Starting
I love
with
this spooktacular.
Spooktacular. Oh, I'll be here all day. Mm. Beautiful, spooktacular. I mean, I got them all. I have three kids, and they love an advent calendar, you know, counting down the days till Christmas.
Yes, of course.
And I thought to myself, okay, well, why can't we do that for Halloween? Why can't we sweeten the excitement and the anticipation of the big day with a countdown calendar? So I created my own countdown calendar. It's a Halloween countdown calendar, and anybody can DIY at home. It is 31 days of fun. I have little cubbies, and it is filled with Ferrero treats. So you might open a little door and you get a Baby Ruth, or you might open a little door and you get a Kinder Bueno Mini. And then in some of the drawers, I have a little note that says, peek in your lunch bag, and maybe I'll surprise my gang with a Nutella and Go, or the Kinder Joy Halloween egg, or the Fudge Stripe Minis, the little mini pack. So it's been a really fun way to just increase the excitement, right? It shouldn't be, Halloween shouldn't be one and done. Let's celebrate every day of October.
Exactly. So when you came up with this idea, you're going, why didn't I think of this sooner, huh? I mean, because here you are, and it's interesting how many people declare that Halloween is their favorite time of the year. What is it? Is it just the treats that people seem to be nice about it because you knock on doors and they actually answer and they give you something? What is it about Halloween? I don't know. Or is it just that it kind of leads us into a season of Thanksgiving or something? I don't know.
Well,
go ahead.
It's like a no-pressure. It's a no-pressure holiday. I don't have to buy anyone a gift.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to make a really big meal and invite a lot of people over and maybe burn the mashed potatoes, right? It's a celebration for everyone. Everyone can get involved, and it's no pressure, right? It's just a really delicious time of year.
Mm-hmm. You burn mashed potatoes?
Crafting is my jam, not necessarily baking things, except for cupcakes, right? I can decorate fiercely and play with food, but you don't really want to come to my house for Thanksgiving, if I'm being honest. I will have some really delicious, what I like to call delicious decor, because I was also crafting and doing decor projects with some of my Ferrero treats. Butterfingers, which are, it's like saying who's your favorite kid, but I have to say Butterfingers are kind of my favorite. And they did Butterfinger skulls this season. And so what I did was, I have this trick. I do the vase within a vase. So I take a vase, and then I put a smaller, a cylinder clear glass vase, and I put a smaller vase inside. Then I line the clear vase with the Butterfinger bars, so you have these skulls lining the vase. And then I put in some spectacular faux flowers that have like a Halloween-y vibe. And then I did another one. I did another arrangement because, I stress craft, and I like to play with food. I did the same vase within a vase trick. But this time, I lined it with Tic Tac mints because that is the perfect shade of pumpkin Halloween orange. Like, Tic Tac mints got it right. They got the memo. Halloween is calling. And so I lined the bottom vase with the Tic Tac mints. And then, so Mother's Cookies, they do these eerie critters just for Halloween. It's like little bats and little cats. And they're orange and white, and they're yum. So I put those on top, and then I did some fall flowers. So I have these really beautiful, I'm going there again, the beautiful arrangements, out on the coffee table, which are just really upping the fun factor and making every day of October a reason to celebrate.
Megan Murphy is with us, lifestyle expert, author, and, of course, Halloween, as you can tell, she has a passion. You know, do you realize what you're doing to all of us? I mean, you are upping our game and in increasing our passion for Halloween. I mean, if we were kind of like ho-hum about it, I mean, forget about that. I mean, the jar within a jar thing. Now tell me, the jar within a jar thing, how many kids' hands do you get caught in that jar within a jar?
I welcome that because I'll just replenish, right? I mean, I think I want my house to feel like Halloween headquarters. I want it to be a joyful celebration of the season. And if every neighborhood kid is stopping by and maybe picking at my arrangements a little bit, I did my job, right, as the queen of Halloween. I'm going to put it out there.
Exactly.
I have another really simple idea.
The official
idea
queen
for you.
Of Halloween. I love this.
I mean,
exactly.
Could we,
no, hey, really.
Just
I mean, ladies and gentlemen, you're hearing this first right here on Bill Martinez. Megan Murphy is absolutely the queen of Halloween.
You're my favorite, Bill. You're my favorite.
I'm telling you, this is an annual thing between us now. You know,
yes.
You are the official Bill Martinez queen of Halloween.
Oh my gosh, I'm going to DIY a crown.
Can you handle this?
I'm going to do a DIY
chocolate
crown.
You're
going
to have to go all over.
I think my friends at Ferrero might be able to deliver. I need a chocolate crown. I want to give you another idea though, because this, I like things that are easy. I don't want anyone to feel like that Pinterest pressure that it's got to be perfect or that it's got to be, you know, next level. One of my simplest favorite things to do is make tombstone cupcakes. You take store-bought cupcakes or you bake a batch of your own cupcakes, and then you use something like, I like Butterfingers, I like the Nestle Crunch Bars, or my kids are big fans of the Kinder Bueno Mini, so I'll use them. And I just pipe on with a little bit of icing, R.I.P., and stick it in the cupcake. And instantly you got this tombstone cupcake.
It's
a hit with everybody. And I will bring them to my neighbors. I have older neighbors. I have younger neighbors. They are a hit with everybody across all age categories. And they're so simple. It's the easiest thing ever.
Mm-hmm. So what does the husband unit say about all this stuff? I mean, now he's living in the midst of royalty.
Yeah.
So he's got to really up his game now, right?
He is my king, so that makes sense. I married my brother's best friend, which I highly recommend. but he's definitely on board for all of the Halloween fun. I think part of the deal, Bill, is my birthday is October 28th. So I grew up thinking Halloween was basically for me. I had spider birthday cakes and pumpkin patch parties. Yeah. And so this has always just been such a special season for me, and finding ways to just, like, sweeten the excitement and anticipation around the big day is just, like, it's such a joy.
Well, Megan, if we ever needed a little levity, a little fun, maybe even a lot of fun, it is now, and these are great ideas. And so, look, we've got to get family, friends, neighbors, even the best friend of our youngest brother to get along and get in on the ride here. How do we do this?
Okay, so I've got tons more ideas at FerreroHalloween.com. There are family-friendly DIY activities and lots of great ideas to celebrate, because that's truly what I think we all just need more of, Bill, is reasons to celebrate and punctuate life with moments of levity and light and joy. Maybe even some Kinder Joy. Some Kinder Joy mini eggs, Bill.
Exactly. I'm all over that. Ferrero, by the way, just to make sure, F-E-R-R-E-R-O. Ferrero is the way you spell it.
Website,
one more time, Megan Murphy.
So Ferrero, F-E-R-R-E-R-O, Halloween.com. That is your Halloween headquarters. You heard it here from the Queen of Halloween.
The one and only lifestyle expert, Megan Murphy, author, longtime magazine editor, and podcaster. Thank you, Megan. Happy birthday.
Bill.
Happy Halloween to you, huh?
Aww,
take care.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the home security hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands, guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
I'm Ben Utek.
I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate. The world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc. From the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you want to check out BillMartinezShow.com. Well, it's all about Hollywood and entertainment from a biblical worldview. And we've got the host of Movie TV Guide. She's back, Movie Guide TV. Sorry, reverse that. She's the host of Movie Guide TV. Evie Bear Carroll joins us now. Hey, Evie, how you doing?
Doing well. Thanks for having me.
All right, let's talk about your latest movie reviews, See How They Run, huh?
Yeah, so this is a murder mystery, an Agatha Christie murder mystery. And, you know, it's about a detective and his rookie assistant investigating a murder of a Hollywood director. And, you know, if you like these kind of movies, it's a, you know, it's fun. It's got funny elements to it. It's it's got some, you know, murder mysteries do have the moral element in terms of, like, you know, justice will be, you know, these people have to, you know, get what they done. But and so there's some interesting things about it, and it's kind of fun. Of course, this is an older audience, right? This is an adult movie. And so because of the heavy themes and stuff, you'd want to save it for adults.
Exactly. And they do keep their clothes on, by the way. Okay, so there's no nudity. That's good, right? As far as mysteries go.
Right. Well, it's based in the 50s. It's based in the 50s. And Agatha Christie, you know, she was a famous author and a play. You know, she did these plays, and so she has a beloved audience. And so, yeah, it's based in the 50s, and so it's wholesome in terms of that.
Well, that's good. You know, exactly. That's the thing. We all want to be Renaissance people in a sense, where we can go back and be able to enjoy movies with the family, and you didn't have to cover the kids' eyes so often. You know, so, you know, it's, I guess it's very redeeming to be able to go back and revisit the 50s and to be able to be entertained with a movie like this, See How They Run.
Exactly. It's kind of fun. You know, there was a movie that did very well 2 years ago called Knives Out, and that was a murder mystery. So now they're trying to do more of these murder mysteries, which not, you know, not blood and gore or anything, just kind of the mystery element.
Exactly. The next one, Running the Bases. I've been, you know, seeing the trailer on this movie, and you've had a chance to see it, right?
Yeah, so this one's about about a boy who's grown up with his brother, and they've always loved playing baseball. But his brother in high school passes away unexpectedly, and but this boy, you know, Luke, wants to continue doing baseball, but he's not, you know, necessarily the best baseball player. Well, he started to coach, and so years go by. He's a great coach. Turns out he leads one of the students to Christ, and it's the superintendent's son, and it's not a Christian school. And so then they're going to trial because, you know, you talked about Christianity, you talked about Jesus and school and the school environment, or, you know, the school premises. And so, you know, it's all about that kind of conversation. So it's an interesting movie, right, because it talks about religious freedom and religious liberty. And so there's some interesting parts about it.
And, of course, we had a real-life case this year that was heard by the Supreme Court where people were coming against the coach for praying in the center of a football field after each game. And they took exception for that. Religious persecution alive and well here in America. And this gives us a little perspective and also some hope that, you know, if people will hold to their convictions, then, you know, we're able to push back and make sure that the tenets of our Constitution and the freedom to practice our religion and our faith is still there and alive and well. But if we crumble and fold up like a $2 lawn chair, then we're going to end up losing our liberties, are we not?
Exactly. And it's really crazy that we're in this time period because, you know, in our schools, there's a lot of things that, you know, a certain party is pushing in our school system. And, you know, there's many people who are not into that. So what about that? But, you know, the freedom of speech sometimes only goes one way nowadays. So that's the really frustrating part.
Well, it is. But this is a time that requires courage and conviction. You know, this is, you know, the wheats and tares, the way I see it, Evie, is that we're all growing up at the same time. But it is important that the wheat holds its position and trusts in God to work this out, because there's no question. I mean, you know, barring Jesus himself coming into the classroom and straightening out this mess, I mean, we're still dealing with some pretty radical stuff. I mean, from puberty blockers and, you know, the way the schools are taking over the kids, and you still have, even after Virginia, you've got these teachers that are declaring that the kids belong to them and they no longer belong to the family. I mean, where in the heck did you get that idea? But it's more than an idea. I mean, they're acting on it, whether it's, you know, taking your kids for gender reassignment without your position, you know, without your permission, or, you know, talking to your children. I think up in Canada, there's a story there where this teacher is, you know, really, you know, sharing their personal fetishes, sexual fetishes with, you know, third graders. You know, it's like, wait a minute, you know, this is really out of control. And we see how this is creeping into our culture, and there is danger abounding. So it's now more critical than ever that people of faith, I mean, because when you think about America, at the foundation of this country are Judeo-Christian principles. This country was built on godly principles. If we abandon those, then not only is this country, but our children especially are in peril, are they not?
Right, exactly. It's crazy times. You know, I've got little kids, and so, you know, I just pray for them because it is just such crazy times. But, you know, I would encourage anybody who could, homeschool or private school. I mean, that's very hard for some to do that, but, you know, that's an encouraging thing I have to say.
And we got to continue to encourage our elected officials to let education money go with the child. This is happening in some states right now, and I applaud that move. I believe that parents should have, you know, the freedom to be able to choose the school that makes more sense for their family, and especially in light of these indoctrination centers as they've become, and, you know, the way they want to control our kids and orientate them with principles that are not anything that, you know, families would hold to, that it is an absolute anathema to what parents would want their children to learn. So, you know, I say, you know, continue to fight that fight and join up, ladies and gentlemen, because they, sooner or later, they've got to hear us, you know, like that commercial, can you hear me now? And up to now, they have not. They're continuing to push forward, even though there's been some, you know, some winning areas like what's happened in Virginia, parts even in San Francisco. What happened there with that school district? I was taken over by, you know, these would-be domestic terrorists who have come in and descended to want to have, you know, reasonable education for their kids. Isn't that insane? Evie, let's talk about your article on Disney announcing release dates for live-action Snow White and the Lion King sequel.
Yeah, so this may be fun. We'll see. We'll see. We've been talking about Disney a lot. We're hoping that this will be good. But the information we do have is that they're going to bring out a Snow White live action. And, you know, that's a big deal because Snow White was one of the very first animated movies that Disney came out with, right? So that's kind of fun. And there'll be a new Star Wars and a new Lion King. Well, yeah, how many times have they done Lion King?
well.
And it was so beloved in the 90s, and so we'll see how they do on this.
Exactly. Well, you know, Disney, you know, between us big folks here, they've lost a lot of money. And they need to go back to some of their mainstays, you know, like Snow White, like a Lion King, and hopefully they can do it in a manner that doesn't, you know, it doesn't partake in the woke culture, because it has been the woke culture that has cost them billions of dollars, and you would think that they would run away from that, but they seem to be ideologically fixed at this moment. But hopefully they're able to treasure, you know, these two iconic movies and sequels of Snow White and the Lion King. Now, good news for Life, Mark. You and I have discussed this. I am so happy for the Kendrick brothers and Kirk Cameron and what they've done with Life, Mark. It had a 7-day run, which is unusual for a you know, for a movie to be on a Fathom event. Usually it's a couple of days. But, you know, Fathom said, hey, look, we're going to give you 7 days. And I think they've added additional days because it did so well at the box office on its initial week there, right?
Exactly. It's been doing very well. And more than that, it's amazing because people are coming to Christ. They're hearing the story. And so we've got an article on here about how a church saw a lady crying after the credits, and they went over and talked to her about the gospel and everything. And so, you know, I really commend the Kendrick brothers because they're always doing stuff that's so faith-oriented, and their whole goal is to help people to know about Christ. And that's just, you know, how we should live our lives, right? And so
right.
No matter how much success they have, that's their goal. And so it's wonderful to see this.
It's all about redemption, because this is God's heart. This is the Father's heart. And the story of Life, Mark, is such that we knew that it was going to touch a lot of people and be an healing agent, especially in light of all that's going on regarding the abortion issue and the life issue in the country today. Well, we gotta call it there. It's a wrap, as they say in the business. She's the host of Movie Guide TV. Evie Bear Carroll has been with us. Thank you, Evie. Take care.
Thanks for having me.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from 2 mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net, or call 888-988-3325.